Good morning, hello, everybody. It's Samurai Johnny.
Peter Parker.
Choo-choo.
He's back.
Yay.
The motherfucker. Boom.
You get like a clap thing? You do like something like yay sound or something?
Ah.
Oh, that. Like, yeah, there we go.
Let's go with it. All right, so topic of the day. We're around like 5 minutes in. I got a special thing to do.
Yes, we all do. I'm doing mine tomorrow. Choo-choo is doing his next Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll see what I'm going to do.
Any like hints on what it might be or what it might possibly be? Like a
I don't even know what it's going to be.
Broad topic, funny, not funny, serious.
I don't know what it's going to be.
It can't be serious because no one wants something serious on this podcast. It's supposed to be comedy.
Comedy?
Yes.
Yeah, some seriousness in this, dude.
Yeah, but...
Where do you work?
The border?
I do.
I'm just kidding. No,
well, who the fuck are you talking to, Connor?
Ah!
Country's phrase of the day.
Got it.
Say something.
No!
Lovely.
Dude.
Really? Who took... Give me my paintbrush back.
Why do you have a paintbrush?
I stole it from the hall pass on accident.
Dude, I became a little kid.
I forgot
kid
about
Monday.
It being in my pocket.
Dude, Monday night, I was a little kid. Johnny, you listen to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Alright, I was watching wrestling.
What do you think? You think this is good?
Yeah, it's good. Johnny.
What?
I was watching wrestling, dude. I came a little kid, like an old team formed up and all that. I came like a little kid. Dude, watching Raw, dude. Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins joined up together.
You're like,
I was talking on the phone with my girlfriend, like a kid baby asleep in the room. I was like fucking screaming with my mouth
closed. Yeah!
Like no words came out of my mouth. I was like, yeah.
Alright, start yours, Peter Parker.
He needs some light, hold up. I'll get you.
Yes, I need some light.
Boom.
How the fuck you turn that on so fast? Oh, it's like one of the first three things.
Yeah.
It's not 5 minutes in.
I don't care if we're doing it now, we're on topic. We ain't trying to think about topic, but we're doing this. Alright?
Fuck, I hate you all. Everyone's listening. Gabby.
She ain't listening, see?
Just go.
Alrighty then.
Light,
camera,
action.
Lean, go the other way and put both earbuds in. I don't want you to hear this.
Please. Hear this, duck. Listen,
please.
Duck.
Yeah, tell the duck to
You're
go away.
You're gonna make me nervous.
Yeah, making me nervous.
You can't make me nervous.
If you don't do this, we ain't doing this.
All right.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, you had to do it first. All right. So I have to do the night of it.
Turn him once and let him go. Then I put some tomorrow. Gotta put on a show. Yeah, we reckon in the dog. Got no more room to grow. Yeah, I'm rapping like a pro, bitches let it go. You been rapping too slow, I'm chosen. All this ice immersed, I'm frozen. Bitch, best get the going, you're a slave, get the rowing. I be throwing and I got you in my sight. So you better take a flight before I take a bite. Bitch, don't pick a fight, it won't be alright. I'ma shoot you in the night, I'ma have a piece of pie. Then you're gonna die, yeah. Put on a tie and I'd like to slide. And I can swallow my pride. Coming in with the tide and get this whole ride, now it's goodbye.
Good job.
I like those mumble rap.
Had to write a proper rap song, write amazing lyrics, have
and
a good rhythm,
mumble
every single fucking word.
I hate mumble raps, dude.
I'll redo it tomorrow, okay? But
Wayne,
not today.
All that shit rapping, man.
I'll do it tomorrow. Again,
if it sounds bad, let's do a podcast first.
Let's talk about
drugs.
Scariest childhood moments.
No, I like drugs.
I already talked about drugs.
Almost cut off this girl's finger.
Yesterday.
We talked about black people yesterday.
No. We talked about drugs yesterday.
When's black people?
You weren't here black yesterday.
Yeah, y'all did drugs Friday then?
No. We did drugs yesterday.
Did y'all do black people Friday?
No.
When did y'all get a black people? We got on Snapchat someone did some
black
people.
Oh, me.
I put that on Snapchat saying that it could be a topic. So I thought you meant like y'all already done that topic.
No. Let's talk about why all black people, most black people look like apes.
I'm like, what?
Do you apes? Want us to get a flag?
I was kidding.
It was a joke.
No, it wasn't. JT's racist.
I am not. I have plenty of black friends.
Peter Parker is racist.
Peter Parker is racist. No, you know who's racist? Elizabeth.
Fuck yeah.
Who was racist?
What?
Your mom.
No, actually, she's really not.
It was a joke, Johnny.
My mom's not racist because she thinks everyone's a nigger.
My mom was racist.
My mom hates everyone equally.
My mom is racist.
My mom's not. She says there's white niggers, Asian niggers, and black niggers, so yeah.
My mom's father was in the KKK. He had a legit beater for it. But under
what?
He had a beater.
What's that?
It's basically a wooden bat.
Oh. Why don't you call it a wooden bat?
It's his beater.
Oh.
It's his black beater.
Sounds like he talks.
It's his black beater. but under his drawers, under all of his clothes when he died, there was black nudie magazines.
Oh damn.
That's the same. Everything you said about black people, he has black nudie magazines in his dresser.
It's like, do you smell that, Gramps? It reeks of hypocrisy in here.
It's like, why, man?
Oh, that is fucked
up. You had a good life, and then you had to mess it up.
Yeah. Me, I have to say one of my worst childhood experiences would have to be...
It's scary, not worst.
Well, scary is part of worst.
No. Scary and worst, different things. It could be scary, but it could be great. It could be worst, because, like, come on, like, two different things.
It could be worse because you, like, lost all the skin on your ass because you got whooped so hard.
Actually, I'll tell a scary good. The first time I ever saw an actual pair of boobs.
How was that scary?
That scary?
That was more of like a...
Angel opened it up, dude.
It was terrifying when I was 9.
How?
Who was it?
It was this girl online.
Oh, like some girl you didn't know? Or...
No, I didn't know her at all.
She just, like, sent you it, or was it porn?
No, it wasn't porn. Okay, let me tell you the story. This is a very interesting story. Okay, I was 9. I was online, and I was playing on addictinggames.com. You know that site, right? I was playing on addictinggames.com and flashing back and forth between addictinggames and stickpage.com, my two favorite games, gaming sites. I was playing video games, and all of a sudden, a video chat window pops up. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I answer it. This whole window appears.
You're like going to your like brother or something?
No.
Just some random girl?
It was just a random number. So I clicked on it, it answered. There was a girl there. And then she starts trying to talk like hello, and about it. She's mouthing. Like, no, she's not mouthing. She doesn't have, I don't have a mic, and my sounds are turned off, so I can't hear her. And she can't hear me. So I type in the chat box, hey, I can't hear you. Who are you? And then she said, I forgot her name. She was like, it's so and so. Is this so-and-so? I was like, no, I'm John. And she's like, oh, you're kind of cute.
At 9.
And I'm...
At 9.
At that phrase, I should have backed out and, like, should have closed the window, like, hey, bye. No, I stuck around for a second. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't even know who you are. And then she starts lifting up her shirt, and then she flashes me, and when she flashes me, I'm like, ah! And so I quick hang up, I close my laptop, throw it under my bed, and I'm like, that was terrifying as fuck, but I saw boobs. Any of you guys have an interesting story like that?
Not like that.
Well, nothing like that.
The first thing I ever looked...
Why are you shaking?
Take the phone.
Are you on drugs?
First thing porn-wise, like, I ever looked at was a Playboy, and it was collectible. So I would, like, stuff it down beside my bed. And one day, it was, like, 10 at night or something. I thought my parents were asleep. I was looking at it. I wasn't doing anything yet because I didn't really know what to do yet because I was young, you know? And...
How old were you?
I was, like, 10.
I knew Jew when I was 9.
I didn't. I led a sheltered life. We all know this.
Older brothers are very interesting.
My older brothers are too, but my mom kept me away from them when they were doing that stuff.
Nice fish short.
And the person who had given it to me was my sister. I don't know where the hell she... Well, I know she got it from, like, my parents because it was my mom's. It's odd that it was my mom's, but, And they found it, and they were like, where'd you get this? I was like, I got it from my sister. They were like, no, you didn't. There's no way your sister would look at that. I'm like, she did? Believe me or not, she did. And I don't know why I'm making motions because they can't see it, but and it was super fucking scary because I thought I was gonna get in trouble, but all they said was like, well, now you ruined it and it's not a collectible anymore since you fucking ruined it. And then they just walked off, and I was like, wait, what? Because I didn't even get in trouble for it. I was just like, what?
They're about scary stories, not about porn. What do you want to do?
That was scary. Pretty fucking scary.
That ain't scary.
To me, yeah.
Choo Choo tells a story.
I'm going to do scary and porn, okay?
You have a story for both. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I do.
My scary one is I was like 2 or something.
Oh, I thought you meant like combined.
Oh, no. My scary one, I was like 2. We were like in the spirit store. It was near Halloween. It's where Walmart is, mask and everything.
Yeah.
Dad comes in the corner and a mask scares the hell out of me. Being 2. Okay, it's funny. Asshole.
That's gonna be me with my kids.
My porn stories. I'm just laying down on the couch, you know, just covered up, covering all that. Get home. Brother walks in. He has lights popping up. backwards, sits down, lays down, turns on my way, goes, watch this. Like, what is this? Like, do this. Like, what? Yeah, lotion on everything. I was
that's scary. As well.
9 years old, older brother
creepy.
Being born.
It's kind of creepy. Did your brother demonstrate?
Older brothers are fun. He told me how to do it. Older brothers are fun.
That's kind of creepy. Hold on, let me tell you the story of when I first ever discovered masturbation. Let me tell that story.
JT is the next.
Hold it like that.
Why?
Don't put your elbow down or attach it to your body.
Okay.
That's follow weird. That direction.
Okay. Well, the first time I ever discovered masturbation was when I was like 9.
Masturbation, procrastination.
Yeah. Who procrastinates? Masturbates.
That's Booby Nation.
Anyway, so I was like,
there ain't no explanation.
Shut up. Okay, so I discovered porn. I just discovered porn for the first time when I was younger, when I was like 9. So I was very curious, and then after like a couple months of just watching it, I never did anything. I just watched it. And I got a couple hard-ons, and I never knew what to do with it. So finally, I just decided, like, you know what? Let's just fucking try it.
Experiment.
So I tried
college,
it.
College, Johnny.
What?
That's for experimentation's for college, not 9 years old.
So...